Mexico's Supreme Court says public health laws that forbid personal use of marijuana are unconstitutional. This ruling is the latest from Mexico's high court in a long-running standoff with lawmakers who have been dragging their feet on decriminalizing pot. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City, proponents of recreational use of marijuana are not celebrating quite yet.
25-year-old Sergio Valente is getting ready to go to work. Drives tourists around downtown Mexico City. But first, he's rolling a joint.
Ahorita ponchándome un toquecito para ir a trabajar.
I'm going to smoke a fat one, Valente says, in a small park right in front of Mexico's federal Senate building. Proponents of marijuana legalization have been growing pot in this plaza and lighting up for more than a year. While many like Valente are glad the Supreme Court ruled that marijuana use is a constitutional right, he complains that lawmakers still haven't passed the necessary laws to make sure that right is respected.
Es como si no hubiera pasado nada. No es nada legal. Para mí no es legal.
For me, it's like it's still not legal. Nothing is legal yet, says Valente. And he's right. Mexico's high court said yesterday that two federal health laws banning personal consumption and home cultivation are unconstitutional. But they left criminal penalties in place. Frida Ibarra of the non-governmental group Mexico United Against Crime says there isn't the political will to fully decriminalize marijuana. We need to redirect government resources, she says, and fight real crimes and criminals in Mexico like kidnappers and murderers, not small-time marijuana users. Protester Pepe Rivera lives in a tent in the pot plaza with his dog Gallo, slang for joint in Spanish, and his two chickens, Mari and Juana. He says lawmakers continue to ignore the Supreme Court.
Because they didn't understand that it's a human rights issue.
He says the country must stop treating marijuana like it's a problem. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.